This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, I've welcomed you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Supreme Court is advocating crime, calling it freedom of speech. We're going to talk about that in just a couple moments. Instead of these people stopping their move for anarchy in the United States of America and enforcing the law that advocates crime, they're doing the exact opposite. Let me explain really quick. Freedom of speech falls under the rule of law. I don't have the freedom to advocate the overthrow of law, government. I don't have the freedom of speech to advocate lawlessness, anarchy, such as killing, stealing, lying, etc. I don't know where the American people have been led astray to believe that you can go ahead and say whatever you want to say in this country. I mean, when you're hearing these threats on the president's lives or other people's lives, for that matter, it's not legal to threaten somebody's life and then call it freedom of speech. Yet you see musicians do this all day. You see actors do this all day. You see politicians, same things as actors, doing the same thing all day. And you have been led to believe that it's freedom of speech. That's interesting. Again, freedom of speech falls under the rule of law. I don't have the freedom to advocate the overthrow of government. Do I? Absolutely not. Nor do I desire to do so. I don't have freedom of speech to advocate anarchy, such as killing, stealing, and lying, etc., through what is called free speech in America today. Yet the American people have been led to believe you can do what you will when it comes to what you say because you have freedom to do it. No, you don't. You don't have freedom to break the law. You do not have freedom to break the law or to advocate lawlessness, to advocate anarchy, to advocate crime through, again, what is called free speech in America today. I mean, folks, tearing down the law is not promoting freedom or peace. It's promoting just the exact opposite, chaos and tyranny. John Locke was right, along with Charles V. Montesquieu and William Blackstone. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. And I want to tell you something, friends. So it has. Victor Hugo was right when he said, "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness." Let me say that again. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. See what happens when you leave the Word of God? What the conversation becomes, rather than the gospel of Jesus Christ, it now becomes whatever you want it to become, and then you have the audacity to call it freedom of speech when in fact it's licentiousness. Period. Licentiousness. I mean, folks, the Supreme Court has been legislating from the bench for the past 50 years. Unlawfully, might I add, and unconstitutionally stepping outside of their scope of power. I mean, this branch has become a treacherous, let me define that for you, unfaithful bureaucracy, which grows more corrupt day by day, robed in black and giving the impression that they are a law unto themselves, when in fact they are not. Again, keep in mind, it is their job to discover written law and to apply it, period. Not to legislate. Not to act as the activists from the bench, to do whatever they so desire to do. And also keep in mind, you have nine black-robed, what you've been taught to believe, black-robed justices, when in fact, the fruit, in many cases, over and over and over again, has been the opposite, that have been unelected to sit in that position for life, you have been told. I want you to think about this. It's all lies. That's not true at all. They're not appointed for life. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. They sit during good behavior. If they stand outside, if they judge outside of their scope of authority, you are to remove them. Again, Article 2, Section 4. This is my message. Did you know that in June of 2011, the Supreme Court struck down a California law that would have banned selling violent video games to children, stating the games are protected under freedom of speech? I'm going to talk about that in just a couple moments. Last week, to that, I had actually written an article, a column, asking the question to the American people, what's going to stop the next school shooter in the United States of America, especially in a society that has more compassion on the criminal than on the victim? The name of the article is, what is deterring the next school shooter from acting out in a society that shows more mercy on the criminal than the victims? And I have a picture of a noose hanging over the top of a platform of the gallows. When is it that the American people are going to understand that you are the law? They work for you, let me remind you, not you for them. For the Supreme Court, going back to what I was just highlighting, in other words, justice is what guards our liberty, friends. And now you have black-robed injustices calling it the law when in fact it's lawlessness, promoting the very opposite of their purpose in setting as a justice in the Supreme Court. To call it free speech to teach young people how to kill, steal, kill cops, kill the President of the United States of America, and then stand back or sit back and call it free speech. I don't know who you think you are kidding. I don't know who those that advocate this as free speech. I don't know who you think you're kidding. But the fact of the matter is we're going to reap, and we are reaping what we sow because of what we have allowed to fall to our young people in this country. This isn't lawfulness. This is lawlessness. This is advocating, folks, anarchy in the U.S., all coming from yours truly, the elected nine black-robed injustices. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I want you to listen to me carefully. John Adams, the second president, said October 11, 1785, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and Christianity." Wow. Wow. Doesn't that sound foreign to the people in this country today? Why? Of course it does. And why is it? Because the people have allowed themselves to be indoctrinated. That's why. "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and Christianity." You look at the news all across the United States of America, what is it? All those grown-ups that you call politicians in this administration and roundabout, all fighting amongst each other. It's all contrived, by the way, friends, to divert your attention from what's really going on. Matter of fact, I just got a post today. I thought it was rather interesting. And, of course, I cross-checked it to make sure that everything that was being said is true. As a matter of fact, I'm doing this live right now. And for some reason or another, my internet wants to just take its time mysteriously while I'm on the radio here. I'll get back to that in just a moment. I want you to listen to this carefully. "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passion unbridled by morality and Christianity." We don't have it. I mean, folks, what would it be like if I took down the stop signs? What would it be like if I took down the speed limit signs? What would it be like if I took the one-way sign down, or warning signs over the ends of cliffs down? What would you think of me? Or let me ask you this. How would these, for those worldly-minded carnal Christians, how would these sports be played? For example, hockey, football, baseball, any sport, really. How would they be played without a referee to enforce the rules of the game? I mean, as paradox as it may seem, where the laws are enforced, you have a perfect flow of liberty. Again, keep in mind, we haven't been given freedom to violate the law. Just think about that. We haven't been given freedom to violate the law. As a matter of fact, the enforcement of the law brings about freedom, righteousness, and peace within the gates. Amos 5, read it when you get a moment. But there's so many people that just think that if you, you know, you can do what you want to do. No, you can't do what you want to do. Regardless of what capacity you are in this country. I know that those that represent we the people, or at least were led to believe that they represent we the people, I know that they within themselves think that they're above the law, a bunch of demigods. That's not true neither. That's not true neither. You know, Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, said, if you will not be ruled by a word, you're going to be ruled by bayonets. That's right. That's the end aim, by the way. That's the end game here, America, on a global scale. And again, some of you call doing what you want to do liberty. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard that saying, what goes around comes around? Or what comes around goes around, however you want to say it? If I take a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground, what's it going to reproduce? And let me ask you that again. If I take a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground, what will it produce? It's going to reproduce after its own kind, right? So it is, you cannot sow bad seeds into your lives or into the lives of your children and expect good things to come out. That's stupidity. That's ignorance. That's reprobate to the very definition. Again, you cannot sow bad seeds into your life and expect good things to come out. It will never work that way. Because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. I mean, just think about this. The Lord said that a sparrow will not fall to the ground anywhere on this globe at any time, 24/7, 365 days a year. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. Because all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to deal. Just think about this. He knows the very numbers of the hairs on our head, Scripture tells us. Do you believe it? Oh, yeah, I believe it. I totally believe it. There's no doubt in my mind. Why? Because God is not a man that he should lie. Man is a liar. God is not. God is holy. We are unholy. In hopes of, by the Holy Spirit, to be regenerated, that we are created in the image and likeness of his Son, Jesus Christ. Period. Okay? How much more if you think that you're going to sow bad seed into the ground that you're going to reap a good harvest? Because reaping and sowing is spiritual law. And he's the one that sees all things. So therefore, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Because you reap what you sow. And for those that think that they're going to reap a good harvest out of sowing bad seeds, that's what you call being stuck on stupid. You just can't help people like that. There's a true story told of how two men went duck hunting 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened. They broke the law. They brought with them a brand new truck, a retriever, a little doggy, and a couple sticks of dynamite. When they got out of the lake, they noticed that they had a problem. The lake was completely frozen over. But one of them had a good idea. He would go back to the brand new truck that they had, grab a stick of dynamite, go back to the lake, throw it as far as he possibly could to the center of the lake, blow a hole so that they could put down their decoys, the little fake duckies, and as all of the ducks descended, they would have a heyday shooting at all the little ducks. Keep in mind, they were breaking the law. They went out 2 weeks before duck hunting season. There's the seeds. So, again, this is what they did. The one that threw the stick of dynamite had a problem because as he threw that dynamite, that stick of dynamite, he noticed that his little retriever, his little doggy, ran after the stick of dynamite, put it in his mouth, and as faithful as that little retriever was, he started to run back to his owner. Well, the owner freaks out. And in the fear of his own life, he ran over to the brand new truck, grabbed his shotgun, and started to shoot at, guess who? His faithful retriever. Why? Because now he was in danger because that stick of dynamite was coming back, and he knew if it got back to him, it was going to blow everybody up. Well, after shooting at the little puppy, the retriever was scared away. And as he was scared away, the retriever ran under the brand new truck with a stick of dynamite in his mouth. Guess what blew up? You got it. The brand new truck, along with his faithful retriever, folks, the very evidence of his guilt blew up right in front of his face. Both men were charged for breaking the law. For breaking the law. I started off the first segment talking about how the Supreme Court is actually advocating crime. Instead of their purpose in fulfilling their purpose by restraining men from sin, transgression of God's moral law, Exodus 21, John 3, 4, not in that order, they're doing just the exact opposite. They are advocating crime through what they call their interpretation. You've heard that before, right? Their interpretation of free speech. Now, I want to stop right there. Some might be saying, well, Bradley, you know what? This is very disrespectful to the Supreme Court. I want to say to you, are you kidding me? These individuals are the very ones that are responsible for sanctioning the murder of the innocent. 58 million babies have been murdered because you let them say so. God said, thou shalt not kill in Exodus 20. And in Proverbs 6:17, he said, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. You are disrespecting God and the author of the institution of the government in which we have, which has taken over 5,000 years to bring about. That's why you have the longest standing constitution in modern history. You are the ones that are disrespecting the office in which they are to set for allowing them to violate their very purpose. I am the one honoring by setting the record straight, by holding to what the law says, not to what they say. Okay, let's get that record straight. See, remember when Jesus said, this is my commandment that you love one another, but the world will hate you? Remember he said that? He said, but know that they hated me before they hated you. So love is actually bringing about truth in the process. See, because love doesn't withhold the truth, and neither does hate withholds the truth. Love does just the exact opposite. So in fact, while I'm correcting those that are transgressing the laws that they are supposed to magnify, remember, they swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Well, if they're not going to hold themselves accountable, I'm going to. And that's every individual in the United States of America's job and obligation before God and man, to hold their government accountable to the written law, not to what they say is the law. Because they want you believing that love is really hate. They want you putting light for darkness and darkness for light and bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We're just setting the record straight here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Talking about reaping and sowing and the Supreme Court advocating crime, calling it free speech. Give me a break. You hear it all the time. Well, they have the freedom to go ahead and talk about that. We had some bonehead, for a better way of saying it, saying, you know, someone needs to get Bradley Dean the Bill of Rights. Okay, so wait a second. So during the Revolution, our forefathers, they fight, bleed, and die, establishing through the Articles of Confederation, out of nothing, by the way, to hold the unions together. Then they established the Declaration of Independence and then our Constitution, magnifying the law against the King of Britain, England, across the pond, sick-minded King George, who was labeling our forefathers everything under the sun because they would not allow themselves to be subjected to his abuses, his further abuses, in any sense of the word, by throwing off his lawlessness and establishing God's moral law as something that we call now common law in the United States of America. Okay? So I guess now, freedom of speech, I guess back then it would have been okay to just go ahead and advocate lawlessness and say what you want to the overthrow of government and threaten the president's life and just walk around telling people you're going to kill them and sing about it and committing an adultery, especially when canon law was enforced by the magistrates. Nope, it wouldn't have flown. Folks, freedom is not found in doing what you want to do. I mean, don't tell me those guys in the military that are 6 feet under the ground wanted to leave their families and their children to go do the things that they did on our behalf to give us the freedom we have. No, they did it because they knew it had to be done. And they lost everything in the process. So are you suggesting to me that it's okay to just go ahead and desecrate and trample their memories and their memorials by doing anything we want in advocating through our speech everything that stands against what they fought, bled, and died to give us? Because you have got, again, to be out of your mind. I mean, there's even vulgarity laws in the United States of America. You know, so many of these laws have been swept under the dust of ignorance because the American people don't take the time to sweep it away to understand what law is. When I hear people say freedom of speech in the United States of America today, I just think about what they're advocating. You know, what you call the left and what they advocate is crime. It's communism. It's totalitarianism. It's anti-American. And by the way, you're hearing much of the same rhetoric come from what you call the Republicans. It's not free speech, friends, to overthrow our constitutional republic. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, like our forefathers, like our veterans, not to do what we want to do. Of course not. Now, I want to get to the point here because we got two segments left. And by the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, those two pages interact one with another. Also, jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E. Got about 730,000 people following. If you'd like to jump over to our Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 Double E. And you can also jump over to our YouTube page. You're going to love it. It's Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Check it out. It's over 200 videos there to educate and to show you the simplicity as to what it's going to take from the American people to preserve what we have today, what our forefathers fought, bled, and died to give us. 243 years later, here we are. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. We follow the Christ. Amen. The Son of the Creator Himself. You know, when people, just a side note, it's interesting how when people don't know what to do, you hear people say all the time, what are we supposed to do? Go to the Creator. You're the creation. He'll tell you what to do. The answers are found in the Bible, B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Has a whole lot of meaning in it. And the problem that we have in this country is so many people have the Bible. Every hotel that you go to, virtually, friends, has the Bible in there. But there's so much dust on the Bibles today, you could literally write damnation on some of your Bibles, couldn't you? Yep. Do you really want the answers? Because if you really want the answers, there they are. They're found in Jesus Christ, period. It's really true. It's really true. We're talking about how the Supreme Court is advocating crime, calling it free speech. Let me say again, freedom of speech falls under the rule of law. I do not have the freedom to advocate the overthrow of government. I don't have the freedom of speech to advocate lawlessness and anarchy like that of the Supreme Court and politicians. I don't have the freedom of speech to go ahead and advocate killing and stealing and lying through what is called free speech in America today. You don't have the freedom to do that. Folks, if you talk about robbing someone's house and it's told to the police, you can go to jail for that. If you talk about killing someone, you can go to jail for that. If you talk about lying to incriminate someone else that's innocent for your crimes, you can go to jail for that. What do you mean there's freedom of speech? No, there's not. There's freedom of speech that follows in the rule of law. Period. 1-866-582-9933. Come on, all you fantastic intelligentos. Come on, tell me how that's not true. See, what I love about this radio program, folks, is people know what I'm telling you is true. both friend and foe. And the fact of the matter is the foe falls to today's conservatives in so many different ways because they didn't know what I'm telling them. That's why I always, every show, riddle you, the listener, with the Word of God. To establish freedom His way. And straight and narrow and difficult is that way. And Lord, I thank You for leading our conversation right, that You show unto us all Your salvation. Psalm 50, forgive me. Philippians 1, that our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, for therein is found true liberty that way. And let it be the word of God on my mouth always, out of my heart, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Let my heart be filled with Your word always. Jesus said, walk in the light while you have light. I want to keep my path lit up, friends, let me tell you. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let me get to this. The court's version of freedom of speech, this is what I'm getting to. This is what I've been leading up to. The court's version of freedom of speech caused the darkness, and this is the seeds that they are allowing to be planted. Listen carefully. The court's version of freedom of speech is by allowing children to play current games, which teach kids to kill cops. There's a game called Grand Theft Auto. It's exactly what they teach them. Shoot up schools. Just hold on a second, America. It gets better than this. There's a game out there called Super Columbine Massacre. I'll tell you what, if that would have been one of my kids, I would have went after this company and I would have dealt with them majorly. There's a game called Super Columbine Massacre where Eric and Dylan go around shooting up the school. Yep, you heard me right. They call this freedom of speech, the Supreme Court does. And to kill other students while being rewarded in hell for their crimes committed, this is a game called Doom. This is what Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold from the Columbine school shooting, this is what they were feeding on, a game called Doom. There are also games that teach kids to steal cars, rape women, and even shoot John F. Kennedy dead for a chance to win $10,000. This is not freedom of speech, friends. This is advocating crime. But again, these are the seeds. And Americans wonder why we have such a high crime rate. Really? Again, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. Yet again, in America today, the present Supreme Court calls it freedom of speech to allow kids to learn how to break the very laws that the court should be enforcing. Yes, you heard me right. It's government's purpose, again, to restrain men from sin, not to encourage it. Again, crime should be deterred, not encouraged or advocated. And keep in mind what I said during the second segment when I wrote my article, what deters the next school shooter from committing the crime, from shooting up his school, when they live in a society that has more compassion on the criminal than the very victims. But again, I ask you the question, who is advocating this? And it all falls to the parents first and foremost. Did you know, this is the BBC, they just reported this. Someone just sent this to me last night. There's a popular online video game platform. It's set to release an extremely controversial video game on June 6th called Active Shooter, which gives users the opportunity to be a mass shooter and go on the shooting spree inside of schools. Again, why do kids kill? Proverbs 22, verse 6, Luke 7:35. Don't stand back and act like it's somebody else's fault, parents, for the things that are happening in your country. Again, the BBC reports, according to its listings on the Steam video game store, the software lets players slaughter as many civilians as possible in a school environment. See, so what happens is little kids, teenagers as well, they watch these games, they're encouraged to play these games, and then they act them out. And then people stand back and say, whoa, what just happened? It reminds me of one of the philosophers who seen one of his kids acting out on the street. And instead of disciplining the children, he walked inside of the little child's house and he slapped the parents in the face for not disciplining their children. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And then who's blamed? The child is. I'm going to come right back to this, friends. What we're talking about is Supreme Court advocating crime, calling it free speech. Baloney, friends. It's not true. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's Constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The quote that I was talking about earlier, friends, and it coincides with what we're talking about here concerning the Supreme Court advocating crime, because they are. They've been doing this for a long time. I mean, folks, these are the ones that have stepped over the lines between church and state into the institution of the church and has attempted to brainwash the up-and-comings as if to suggest that they are God when they said, through their redefinition of what marriage is, according to them, that it's okay for two people of the same sex to get married. Isn't that crazy? Oof. Boy, if people don't only think. But this is what it comes to. William Colby, former CIA director, said, the CIA owns everyone of any significance in the major media. Wow, maybe that's why they attack anybody that calls them out for who they are. That's right. William Casey, CIA director from First Staff Meeting 1981, under Ronald Reagan, by the way, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false. They're all telling on themselves, friends. See, this is what the Lord meant when he said there's nothing that will be said in secret that will not be brought out. He said in the dark that will not be brought to the light. It always is. James Angleton said, head of CIA counterintelligence from 1954 to 1974, said deception is a state of mind and the mind of the state. And this all happening on your watch, America, by allowing them to do what they're doing today. And of course they're using the Supreme Court. Of course they're using politicians that are corrupt. Of course they are. I mean, if we're to judge men by their fruit, Well, then what defines corruption? Their fruit. And if we see their corrupt fruits, then we need to deal with them for their corruption. And that's why we have within our Constitution a means to an end when it comes to the corruptions of corrupt politicians today. Not in 2 years, not in 3 years, not in 4 years, not in 6 years, but today. Okay? Getting back to this and talking about the seeds in the darkness that are being advocated, the BBC reports that there's a game out there that is teaching young people to slaughter as many civilians as possible in a school environment. The school shooting game is described as realistic and impressive, and the developer has suggested it will include 3D models of the children to shoot at. Wow. Wow. You know, the Lord said in judgment that he would judge the nation according to their imaginations. So what you see today, folks, as just a game, soon enough it will become a reality. As a matter of fact, you're seeing it become a reality after every school shooting. Aside of dangerous psychotropic drugs, aside of the games that they're being played, all on the thumbs up from what you call government in this country. Gluttons for punishment. Users are given an on-screen stats informing them of how many civilians and law enforcement officials they have killed during their shooting spree. Even law enforcement officials. But this is old. This is old news. Charity InfraTrust called on Valve, the company behind Steam, to remove the game before it goes on sale in a couple of weeks. It is horrendous, a spokesperson for InfraTrust said. Why would anybody think it's a good idea to market something violent like that and be completely insensitive to the deaths of so many children? We're appalled that the game is being marketed. Now, what's sad about all of this, friends, in America, it's the parents buying the games for their children to play. That's just harmless. It's just a game. You know, it's like someone sitting there taking their kid to some violent movie and then walking out. Oh, it's just a movie. It's not real. And then their kid goes out and actually lives out what he was just taught. I mean, let's not blame the kids. Let's blame the adults for what they're allowing to be planted in the hearts and minds of their children. The BBC notes that the video games developer has been accused in the past of selling asset flip games in which it allegedly repackaged third-party game engines and graphics with minimal alterations or developments. The developer warns users on the page, please do not take of this these games. This is what he said, literally. The developer warns users on the page, please do not take any of this seriously. I wonder if that's what they told the parents of the kids that were slaughtered at Columbine, or any other school shooting, or any other shooting for that matter. The warning states this is only meant to be the simulation and nothing else. If you feel like hurting someone or people around you, says the warning, please seek help from local psychiatrists or dial 911 or applicable. Thank you. That's all they have to do. Right there. Folks, this is gas on the fire with the young people in this country. The warning states, if you feel like hurting someone or people around you, please seek help from local psychiatrists or dial 911 or applicable, it says. Thank you. That is, again, of course, there to indemnify themselves in case this happens again. And it will. Hundreds of accounts weighed in on the controversial game, with many, including the families of school shooting victims, calling for the game to be taken down. Do you think so? Do you really think so? But again, friends, if the Supreme Court calls it free speech, then it must be free speech. I am absolutely appalled when I see people sit back and wait for the decision of the Supreme Court. And isn't it interesting how it's always divided America? And yet there's one Bible and there's one Constitution that they fail to take heed to. But the Americans in anticipation, waiting upon what those nine unelected black-robed injustices are going to pronounce. What are they going to proclaim next? What's the new rule of law in the United States? Say they. I want to tell you something. President Andrew Jackson stated, listen carefully, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. I want to tell you something. They are not my ruler. Where they step outside of God's moral law, that's where I step into play to be the light to reprove their darkness, Ephesians 5. I don't care who they are, America, in government. If they step outside of law, I will be the first one to stand there and protest their lawlessness. And I will be the first one to call forth an indictment. I will be the first one to call forth the full execution of the law concerning their crimes against we the people. Why? Because, again, I'm so grateful for those that fought, bled, and died magnifying the laws that these individuals feel free to go ahead and tear down at will. They have not been given the honor to be put in that position to tear away or tear down the law, to recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish images, friends. Period. Period. And I want to say this, too. For those that suggest that the Supreme Court justices, if you want to call them that, have the right to do what they will for the rest of their lives and remain on that court, I would ask you one question. Show me in the Constitution, because I can show you. Show me in the Constitution where it says that, because I can show you where it says just the exact opposite. Show me. Tell me. Confront me. Embarrass me in front of the world. Come on. Embarrass me in front of the world. Come on, all of you that take shots at me in the press, call up. Embarrass me. No, because you know as well as I do that this documentation exposes you for your crimes and for what you advocate and what you tolerate. Same thing with all you lukewarm professors. Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And then he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Also read Matthew 3:2 when you get a moment. To suggest that the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God. And when you see what they advocate, when you see, and you, by the way, you live it. You know, I was thinking about it today. I seen a picture of a guy in a concentration camp back in the 30s. And you know what's interesting is just how this just ran through my mind. It was a man sitting next to another man, and their skin was tight to their bones. They were starving to death. First thing that went through my mind was, I wonder if you were one of those guys during Hitler's rise to the Third Reich, attempting to establish a new world order with the help of Prescott Bush and others. I wonder if you were one of those guys that didn't get involved in politics. Because the fact of the matter is, brother, you're living politics now, aren't you? Hey, America, it's time for you to get busy. Amen. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.